Hello and welcome to episode 13 of the Heritage Connection, brought to you by the folks here at the Tower Heritage Center, home of the Washington County Historical Society in Washington County, Wisconsin. Our mission is to forge meaningful connections across generations to Washington County's hardworking legacy, and this podcast is one more way we're trying to make those connections. I'm your host, Justin Agar Pratt, and I'm the Programs and Operations Coordinator here at the Tower Heritage Center. This episode is the final installment in our six-part mini-series focused on the Teen Academy. If you're not familiar with this program, Teen Academy is an 8-day certificate program that gives high school-age students a behind-the-scenes look into the world of museums and historical societies. It gives participants the opportunity to meet professional staff, conduct daily challenges, and complete a capstone project with their teammates. Afterward, each student receives a $150 stipend and are then eligible to apply for a paid apprenticeship, a job they can keep until graduation. It's day 6 of Teen Academy, and today is all about outreach, specifically over electronic channels such as social media, email communication, and this podcast. Giving you a glimpse behind the scenes, one of today's projects was recording this and the last 5 episodes of the Heritage Connection. In this final episode in our Teen Academy series, we're going to touch on today's daily skill and look ahead to the final 2 days of the program. Joining us once again are our Teen Academy participants, Hannah, Anthony, and Jocelyn. Let's dive in. So collaboration is the daily skill for today. In what ways does collaboration play a role in museum outreach efforts?
I would say that you have to collaborate with other companies to reach even more people that you would otherwise not reach by yourself.
Can you expand on that?
Yeah, I would say that you can collaborate with the West. So say the courthouse has a program and they collaborate with the West Bend Library, or they collaborate with the farmers market, or they get Laughing Mountain popcorn and bring it here.
Like the, what was it, the Yellow Brick Road trail mix
yes.
that you guys had planned for your
good.
Program? Yeah, to go with the Wizard of Oz. Yeah, cool. All three of you are about to embark on the final 2 days of the Teen Academy. It's gone by kind of fast, huh? I think so, at least. I don't know. But so in these final 2 days, you're going to complete a capstone project, and your project will involve creating an exhibit. How are you going to approach selecting the artifacts and designing this display to convey a message? I know you don't know what that message is going to be yet. You might not have thought of a theme, but how can you take the skills you've already learned and transfer it to this project?
So since we already curated an exhibit, I think it's important to keep in mind what went well and what especially we would like to improve upon. And I would definitely take that into consideration when starting that project.
Two of the skills that I think really pop out to me would be like focus and adaptability, because we have to focus on the task at hand. We have to make sure that like our exhibit is being put together well and that, you know, like we're getting all of our work done in a timely manner. And then adaptability, because everything might not go our way, and like we might not be able to get everything we want, and we have to, you know, adapt to those challenges.
For sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hannah, what do you think?
I think I'm really going to follow one theme, and I'm really going to practice that. Since I really practiced that when we made our exhibit, we need to follow that theme. I think I'll go off of that. And I think also time management, we've mm-hmm. learned a lot about that this past couple of weeks. And I think that since we only have 2 days, we're really going to have to use that.
To wrap things up, what are you most excited to work on during your capstone projects? Are you excited? Are you nervous?
Yes. Both.
Both? Yeah, all the above?
Yeah.
What are you excited about?
I'm excited to create another exhibit. That was a highlight for me, and the brainstorming part will be really fun, also challenging, but that's okay. We'll work through it. And I think picking a theme for that will be really fun. We'll do something that interests us.
And then you have to attach a program or an mm-hmm. oral history to that as well. Anthony, what are you most looking forward to?
I would say I'm looking forward to, like, the the creating aspect, like actually designing the exhibit, because that's really fun, like laying out where things are going to go and what's going to like be the best where. So that was like in the other exhibit that we did, that was probably my favorite part, was laying out all the things and, you know, figuring out what works well. So
I would say that I'm really excited to use my imagination and brainstorm and get really involved in that.
It sounds like you all really enjoy the brainstorming mm-hmm. process. Mm-hmm. And for those listening, I just want to let you know that this group collaborates really well. They go into these brainstorming sessions and they're listening to each other's ideas. They're not afraid to be honest, but to be kind, you know, when they're giving feedback. And it's really been kind of great just to, not to make me sound, you know, lazy, but just to kind of sit back and watch the brainstorming process happen. You do a really nice job of starting out with that blue sky thinking, kind of like anything, you know, anything's valid, anything goes, honing it down to something more realistic, parceling those things out. You're really good at brainstorming, and you're very thoughtful, and that has carried through in all of the projects that you've done. So really well done. Nice job. So thank you, Hannah, Anthony, and Jocelyn, for sharing your insights and experiences throughout the Teen Academy. I wish you all the best with your capstone projects, and I look forward to seeing the remarkable work you'll create.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Again, I'm your host, Justin Agar-Pratt, and I'd like to thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of The Heritage Connection, brought to you by the Tower Heritage Center, home of the Washington County Historical Society, whose mission is to forge meaningful connections across generations to Washington County's hardworking legacy. See you next time!